From WNYC in New York, this is NPR's On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield. Tuesday marked the fourth anniversary of the war in Iraq. In that time, there has been little doubt that the internet has become fertile ground for recruiting jihadists and insurgents, but the online response from official U.S. military sources has been fairly subdued, generally declining to engage with the enemy's battlefield video. Which is why, says the multinational forces in Iraq, their new online effort will be a significant step forward. They've recently launched a YouTube channel to present carefully chosen video clips of U.S. and Iraqi soldiers succeeding in combat. The channel is only a few weeks old, but already they consider it a success. Major Armando Hernandez is the media outreach embed chief with the multinational forces in Iraq, and he joins us now. Major, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bob, for having me on the show.
So you're 2 weeks into this YouTube project. What is on the channel so far, and what's the response been?
So far, we have 12 videos posted. We have numerous combat action videos, videos with coalition soldiers working with the Iraqi counterparts, accomplishing the mission. The response has been overwhelming. The number of viewers is increasing dramatically every day.
There is one video titled Battle on Haifa Street, Baghdad, Iraq. It's 3 minutes long. It's been up for a week. It's had almost 54,000 views already. Can you describe for me what's going on there?
Yes, there you have a sniper team engaging enemy targets. They have also taken some direct fire, but there they are taking the fight to the enemy.
Now, this video is fairly sophisticated. It doesn't look like it was shot from a cell phone, for example. How did you gather these episodes?
Our Armed Forces Network has videographers that embed with military units, just like normal journalists embed with our military here. We also have combat camera soldiers that go out and take footage. We're also asking anyone associated with the coalition to submit videos to us. But safety comes first. Video shooting comes second.
Is there anything that's off limits for soldiers in sending this stuff along to you in hopes that it'll be posted on the YouTube channel?
The things that we will reject is any video containing profanity, sexual content, extreme gore, operational security violations, mockery of host country or third country nationals, or any footage that depicts the coalition and Iraqi forces in poor light.
Something I noticed about the videos is that they kind of lack context. There sometimes are on-screen explanations of where you are and what the date is, but you don't find out a whole lot about how the troops wound up in the situation they're in, certainly not how the episodes that are being captured fit into the larger mission. In some ways, do these videos raise more questions than they answer?
That's an interesting point. I believe that our videos show the heroism of our American troops. They show how well trained they are. They show that the Iraqi soldiers are willing to fight, which a lot of times they do receive a lot of negative press, but there's a lot of brave Iraqis out there that are fighting side by side with us, and it's effective.
Now, there's an interesting quirk about having a YouTube channel, and that is, while the military can clearly control the videos it posts, it cannot control the videos that automatically pop up next to the sanctioned ones. What about this Pandora's box effect that, you know, in your attempt to manage the message, you're actually exposing the audience to exactly the kind of messages you least want to see?
Well, actually, we get comments from viewers with different views. You have people that do not like the U.S. involvement in Iraq, and you also have people that support the involvement. I believe that the discussion is always good, and it is interesting to see how we are actually causing discussion. But I don't see it at all as a dangerous thing. It's a manner in which the military is illustrating an unfiltered view of coalition operations here in Iraq.
Well, not an unfiltered image. I mean, it's an explicitly filtered image, but it's certainly the Pentagon's side of the story and view of the war.
It is certainly our perspective. Yes, it is.
As you have seen some of the other videos from the ground in Iraq, Have you cringed at the message that some of your own troops are sending in what they choose to upload to YouTube?
Definitely. If the videos show extreme gore or if they mock our Iraqi hosts, I would be disgusted. Our aim is to be far above beyond that.
All right. Major Hernandez, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Major Armando Hernandez is Media Outreach Embed Chief for the Multinational Forces in Iraq.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.